Casey.
Hey, Jacob.
I got a question for you.
What's up?
What do a lesbian couple who spend the holidays with a close-minded family and a troubled woman who falls for a quirky bloke she meets outside a Christmas shop have in common?
I don't know.
Well, let's find out, shall we? Because this week I watched Happiest Season.
And this week I watched Last Christmas.
And now it's time to make
The Movie Connection.
And here we go. Welcome in, everybody. Hi there. I'm Jacob, and I'm here with my sister,
Casey.
And this is the podcast, The Movie Connection, which is a podcast where we assign each other movies every week, usually that we haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And then we watch them, and then we get together, we review them, we discuss them, and then we try to figure out, is there anything that connects these two different movies?
Right.
Any connection whatsoever.
Right.
Anything.
Anything.
And lately, like these past few weeks and going on one more week, we've been diving into some holiday movies.
Yeah.
And it's been quite a journey. It's been a lot of fun. Like, we've been slowly building to, you know, that Christmas week. And yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So last week it was those good old made-for-TV movies, more specifically Lifetime Hallmark.
Yeah.
That was interesting. And then this week, oh boy, we decided to dive into the newer stuff.
That's right. We got some newer movies coming at you guys. New Christmas movies.
And these both came in within like the last couple years. I think one came out last year and one came out the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, since we're talking about newer movies, I did watch that new one that got released on HBO Max called 8-Bit Christmas.
Mm.
Can't recommend that one though.
Haven't heard good things.
Not very good. But watch it if you have it. Like, you know, I always like to, you're looking for some new Christmas movies,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, totally. Because we've all seen the other ones so many times, which is good, but it's nice to have traditions, but it's good to have new things too.
And also on HBO Max, you have a new series. I liked this idea. So a Christmas series.
I love that.
And it's done in the stop motion style. So like, think Rudolph or like,
okay,
Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And it's Seth Rogen and Sarah Silverman together.
Oh, love that.
So Seth Rogen is Santa Claus and Sarah Silverman is an elf who, you know, wants to take over and stuff. It's been interesting. It's definitely, it's just some of the same old, just that raunchy, that raunchy wing
the
of
Seth Rogen
comedy. Yep, it's that, it's some of the same old.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's cool, sometimes it's smart, but then most of the time it's
right
just being raunchy for raunchiness sake, which sometimes I like, but it is for, it seems like you kind of grow out of that stuff.
Yeah, I have to be in a certain mood to want to watch stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I do hit that mood sometimes and enjoy it a lot when I'm in that mood, but it's like further, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch stuff like that all the time.
It's harder now, like, because we are a little more sensitive for good reason.
Yes.
So, like, that stuff was always so offensive, and now it's, yeah, being offensive for offensiveness' sake. I thought about this. South Park really, like, shifted that, because South Park, that was the first time you heard about it. It's like, no, like, everybody's fair game. We're offensive to everybody. It's like, oh, that's the trick.
There it is.
But maybe not.
I don't know, yeah.
And it sucks because Seth Rogen and Sarah Silverman are both, like, capable of, like, smarter stuff and stuff. I don't know. Like, so, but whatever. I kind of like the first episode or two, but then, yeah, just
okay,
kind of repetitive. So, yeah, check it out at least.
For sure.
It's kind of fun.
There's, like, a
I love the style. There's a lot of visual gags.
Right. There's a Netflix Christmas show, too. I haven't watched it, though, but it has Dennis Quaid in it, I believe.
Dennis Leary?
No,
Dennis Quaid? Oh, okay.
I think it's Dennis Quaid. I'm going to Google it now. It's called Merry Happy Whatever. And it's got Dennis Quaid, and he plays like the overbearing dad.
Oh, that might be good.
I don't know. I started to watch the first episode, and then I was like, I got to turn it off for now because I got busy, but,
is it broad comedy?
Yeah, it's definitely sitcom-y.
Damn.
Yeah. The Netflix show that I love that's Christmas themed is called Dash and Lily, which is just like this really sweet story about a girl named Lily and a boy named Dash. And she leaves a note inside. She like puts a special journal with a note inside, and it's a scavenger hunt, and leaves it in this really cool old bookstore in New York. And he finds it and he goes on the scavenger hunt, and then they write back and forth to each other, which is a trope I love. Like, I love You've Got Mail and stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
and so I'm always like, ooh, yay, writing letters. Yeah. So romantic.
Yeah.
But that's a really cute show. It's only, I think, 12 episodes, and it's just the one season. It's just, it's based on a book.
What's it called?
Dash and Lily.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, very good, though. Shall we get into it?
So, yeah. But this week, we decided to talk about the newer movies. And so, I watched Happiest Season.
Mm-hmm.
And you watched?
Last Christmas.
Yeah.
Gave you my heart. Okay. The very next day.
You gave it away. And just to... Oh, since these are newer movies, I do think we need to be up front and be like, spoiler alert.
There will be spoilers. Yeah.
And both of these do kind of have spoilerish stuff, I guess.
Definitely mine does.
Yeah. Yeah, so. For sure. So just spoilers ahead if you haven't seen either of these movies. Which, but honestly, what are you doing here? No,
yeah,
no. Guys, sometimes I do that.
Don't you know
though.
We haven't like we've had a pandemic for 2 years? What are you doing if you're not watching all the movies?
You definitely should have watched these
for sure.
Awesome. So I think it is my turn to start.
It is.
So let's start off with Happiest Season. You know what? And honestly, it's the better way to go. I think
I agree.
This time around. We'll get into it.
We'll get into it.
These are both rom-coms, though.
They are. They're just...
Are they? No. okay, so Happiest Season. This is, in my own words, in a refreshing take on the traditional family Christmas movie, we follow lesbian couple Abby, played by Kristen Stewart, and Harper, played by Mackenzie Davis, who decide to spend the week of Christmas at Harper's parents' house. Mm-hmm. Abby, who isn't typically into the Christmas season, sees this as an opportunity to finally propose to Harper. However, plans take a turn when Harper reveals that she has not come out to her parents, so they do not know about their relationship. Abby agrees to maintain the charade that they are just roommates. At the home, Abby gets more acquainted with Harper's seemingly upstanding family. As time goes on, it becomes clear that Harper, like the rest of her family, is so obsessed with appearances and maintaining status that taking the risk of coming out anytime soon seems unlikely. Mm-hmm. Abby and Harper are both faced with life-changing decisions during the happiest season of all.
Love it. Great job.
Of all. Sorry.
So, a couple things about this. They filmed this right before COVID. Really hit. Like it had started hitting.
Right up to it? Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, God. What is her name? The ex-girlfriend in real life.
Aubrey Plaza?
Aubrey. Yeah. So she had said in an interview that she, like, had asked a cab man when she was headed back to the airport, like, should I be worried about this COVID? And he was just like, oh, yeah, it's everywhere here. And then I guess, like, half the cast ended up getting it, including Kristen Stewart.
Oh, shit.
But she didn't.
Oh, good for her.
Good for her. But, yeah, so this was filmed, and it was originally going to go to theaters.
Oh, really? I wish it would have.
Right?
Yeah, and that's why it looks so good. Yeah.
It looks so good. And it was supposed to go to theaters, but because all the theaters shut down and they really wanted this to not be on pause, you know.
Yeah.
They sold the rights to Hulu. That Hulu, it's exclusive on Hulu. So.
Well, either way, at least we got it, I guess.
I know, but it's good that we got it.
It makes sense that it should have gone to theaters.
It totally
I bet it would
makes
have done
sense,
pretty
right?
good.
Because it's full of stars, too. Like, mm-hmm. everybody in this is pretty famous. I love the mom. I love Dan Levy. Like, you know, obviously.
Yeah, Mary Steenburgen. A lot of really primo casting
Totes.
Going on. Yeah.
So it makes sense that it wasn't just filmed for Hulu, which I didn't know until we watched them today.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah.
Feel very Hulu.
For sure. You good?
Anyway.
I gave Jacob some hot chocolate and he's acting crazy.
Ready for some Q&A?
I'm ready.
Let's get into it. I am ready.
Okay. Harper is a really complex character.
Yeah, that's what I found out. A lot of people are divided. All right,
but
let's go.
I think she's really just terrible at communicating. What do you think of Harper? Like, what are your feelings about her character?
It's like, I'm going to have to watch it a few more times, probably, and really dig into some of the conversation, because I got kind of just frustrated with the discourse I was seeing about the character. I don't know, like, this just happens with any movie nowadays.
It does, yeah.
You know, everybody's always divided, you know, so it's just really easy to... anyway, so while I do feel, yeah, Harper did some really, like, fucked up shit, like, and mm-hmm. it's really hard, especially when, like, I was really feeling Abby's, like, feelings when, like, she just keeps denying her and yeah. still won't come out and, like, yeah, like, in front of her even, like, I'm not a lesbian, like, type yeah. of thing, like, that would be hurtful as fuck, and then I do feel like, yeah, she might have gotten off a little easy, like, at the end,
yeah.
she didn't have to do too, it kind of seemed a little thrown together, she did, like, I mean, what else can you do, though, is my question, like, I don't...
Some people wish that Kristen Stewart's character ended up with Aubrey Plaza's
sure,
character.
And that would have worked.
It would have, and they do have, like, very good chemistry.
Absolutely.
But, you know, the lady who wrote and directed this, Clay Duvall,
mm-hmm.
she actually wrote this based off of her life experience.
Uh-huh.
And
that makes
so,
sense.
Yeah, it makes sense that it ends the way. Yeah,
well,
some
I'm glad that
don't.
She sticks to her guns. Yeah, I get it, but I felt like I liked the happy ending. Like,
me
I feel
too.
Like
I love it.
I feel like we get enough of the disingenuous. Like people, like again, we're getting back into this thing where real is like the bad thing. Like, oh, they should not end up together because that's real. Mm-hmm. Just like whatever. Like,
right.
People, there's plenty of people who are in happy relationships too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. I thought it was really well done, but yeah, I get it though. Like, she did piss me off too.
Oh yeah, she's definitely. I guess this kind of takes me to my next question. What did you think of Dan Levy, like, in his character, his best friend character?
Oh, yeah, it was good.
It was
yeah,
good.
I don't know.
I, like,
yeah,
love his
supportive.
Speech yeah. at the end.
To Abby. Mm-hmm.
Yes, to Abby. And I agree with, like, so he
yeah,
says...
Yeah, I think he put it right, where it's just,
did.
Like, some people...
You have to come it? Out, like, on your own terms.
Yeah,
you can't force
yeah.
somebody out of the closet.
True.
It was shitty for her to put Abby back in the closet.
Yes, yes.
And it was, you know, shitty for her to, like... you know, treat her like garbage. Like,
yes.
that's not excusable. But she can't really be mad at her for being in the closet still because
sure.
that has to happen on its own time.
See, and
know?
I think that, again, was leading to my frustration where it's like, what do you want, people? Like, I just, like... Yeah, again, Dan Levy said it best.
But... He did. His speech was... I loved his speech so much.
Yeah.
I love him so much.
Yeah, he's good.
He's a good, good guy. Good pirate.
Good pirate. He would make a good pirate, actually. I'd buy
terrible
him
terrible
as...
pet sitter. Terrible pet sitter.
I'd buy him as Shmee. Like, he'd make a great Shmee.
He would be. Yeah, that poor fish. It dead.
Yeah, people have to come out on their own terms. So
yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So while I think that Harper, like, should have communicated with Abby more and been like, hey, you know, before she shouldn't have invited her. Let's be real.
Yeah.
That would have solved everything.
And shouldn't have dropped the ball en route to the, like, man.
That's, so that's her thing, I think, is like, okay, she's terrible at communicating.
Yeah.
But, like, when she says that she's scared that her parents aren't going to love her anymore.
That's
like,
valid too. I get
it's
that.
It's so valid. Yeah. You yeah. can't, like, you know, force somebody out, you know, you just can't,
and like, not everybody had like has it that easy, or
right,
like, yeah,
right, you just don't
or
know,
and some people like, but there are both stories where it's just like, oh no, my parents took it really well, but then
totally.
Some people, yeah, not so much.
Yeah, like Abby, Kristen Stewart's character, she says, like, my parents, they told me they love me, and Dan Levy was like, well, my dad kicked
That's
me
amazing.
Out and didn't talk yeah. to me for 13 years.
Yeah, right.
You know, and there's like every single reaction from there in between.
Yeah,
so it
right,
makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
really complex. So they really, I liked the complexity of it because it did raise some good questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think Harper, like, it wouldn't have been a movie then, right?
At the
but
end,
she
yeah.
just like didn't have good communication skills, not just with Abby, but like with her family, you know? you can see that she's trying so hard to be perfect for them.
Yes.
You can see that she's competing with her other sister.
Again, it's all about the status, appearances, and
it
stuff.
It is.
You know?
Everything about this movie is about appearances, for sure.
And then at the end of the day, like, Mackenzie Davis, like, killed it. Like,
she did so good. Yeah. I like her a lot, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why is everybody so mean to Jane? Let's talk about this, man.
I agree. Like, I'm glad. Like, it pissed me off. Yeah.
I was hurt for her. I was like, this girl is...
She's not the Meg. Like, you know, like, and even Meg, like, that got to be too... Like, I don't like butt monkeys.
No.
Like, I don't like butt monkey character. It makes me uncomfortable. It's like, because if that happened in real life, I'd be fucking that family up, man. It's like, you leave this person alone.
She is trying her hardest. Yeah. Like, and also still being true to herself, which no one else in the whole family is.
Yeah, very true.
She's like the only one that's like, I'm kind of weird. I've been writing a book about aliens for 10 years.
That actress really did good.
I forget who she was,
but she did
great. I have it up right here.
Oh, nice.
She's awesome.
She did really
Mary Holland.
Mary Holland, she did really good.
She did really good.
Everybody, the whole cast was top-notch.
So. I think so, too. Like, that mom, she always plays such
Mary
a good
Steenburgen.
Mom. Yes, yeah. Mary Steenburgen. Like, I love, she's from The Proposal. She's from a lot of my rom-coms.
A lot of the,
A lot of them. Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm always happy to see her, you know? Yeah, she's such a good character.
Mm-hmm.
And she pulled off, like, she was kind of a bitchier mom in this
kind
one,
of bitchier,
and she pulled
And then
off.
She comes around, like, kind of near the end.
More than the dad at first, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Which I was like, I think you're supposed to feel shocked by that.
Yeah.
Because we see dad as being like this warm guy that's nice, you know? And then he was just like, I don't know about this, you know?
Yeah. Jerk. And then Allison Brie is always just great.
She's so good.
Man, she's killing it.
Ugh, she really does a good job
this
of playing
and promising
this.
Young
yes.
woman. Yeah.
She plays this type of character this really well. Yeah. Like, really well. I loved her storyline. And her kids were horrid.
Yeah. And then have you ever seen Glow? It's a great series.
No, it's on my list. And you know what? I'm done with school as of yesterday at 2:30 in the morning.
It's very feminist.
I have time now.
Check it out.
I will.
I highly recommend it.
So what do you feel like the overall message of this movie is?
Oh, don't. I hate when you ask me these questions. I don't know. I guess communication. I don't know. I wasn't really, because I don't, I feel like there's multiple messages. Where
no,
it's
I agree.
Like that.
Appearances.
And being true to yourself.
Yes.
And, but also understanding not everybody can have it easy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Just trying to like accept one another as well is a theme that, you know.
Acceptance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Well, now we're on to the favorites.
Favorite
performance.
Dan Levy, I guess. He did all right.
Oh, my God.
I mean, everybody knows. Like, I hate to say it because, it's obvious, right? I mean,
he's so good.
He kind of steals the show.
He's hilarious.
He's one of those who does that. Like, I guess he's big in Schitt's Creek. I haven't seen Schitt's Creek, so.
So, Dan Levy, he created Schitt's Creek.
Oh, shit.
So he created it, wrote it, and starred in it. He's David. He has the best character arc, obviously. But he's great. He's really great. Definitely big in the Schitt's Creek world.
Yeah.
Some of his tendencies in this were very much David-esque, like from the Schitt's Creek character, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed him in this, too. I love every time he asked questions about the fish, I would like laugh out loud. It was so terrible. Like, if I wanted to buy one of these for myself, where would I get it? Oh, never mind. I'll just Google it.
he was really good. He had the good speech in the middle of it.
That made me cry a little bit.
The thing is, me too. And he kind of has the same power that his dad has.
Yes. Him and Eugene have a very...
Both have the power to give these pep talks.
Yes. And their voices are totally different, but they are both still commanding.
But they both get the point across. Yeah.
Because, I love Eugene Levy's voice.
If I dare I say it, like, Dan Levy kind of does it a little bit better.
Yeah.
No offense to Eugene, because he's still great.
Oh, he's the OG.
What I've realized is I've started noticing... I've Eugene Levy is actually in that Richie Rich's Christmas Witch. He's Keen Bean, which I never would have guessed.
Oh my god.
And I'm learning that he was actually a character actor for a while before he settled into it, because then he settled into the Eugene Levy thing, I feel.
Like, yeah,
the American Pie dad thing.
Yes, he was totally a character actor. Him and
kind of had a range,
Catherine,
you know?
O'Hare, both, and they actually acted together multiple times, which is why they ended up starring in Schitt's Creek together too.
They're both Canadian.
Everybody in Schitt's Creek is Canadian. Super Canadian.
Super Canadian.
But they pretend they're not, though.
Oh, really?
They never say where they're at, but you're, it's sort of implied that it's the U.S. But maybe that's just me, a U.S. person watching it, though.
Yeah, true.
But, yeah, when Dan, like, created the idea for Schitt's Creek, he went to his dad and he was like, I want you to be in it and I want you to produce it with me. And his dad was like, we have to make this special because there's a lot of stories about rich people coming around, you know?
Right.
And so then they worked together to make it special, and they brought in Catherine O'Hare, and they both are, like, such character actors in it. It's so fun. Hmm. You can tell they're going back to some old roots, you know?
Right. Yeah, they were in a show together, I think. Yeah,
yeah, they were. Favorite scene.
Favorite scene. My favorite scene was the burlesque bar scene between Abby and Riley.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Where they end up singing and all that good stuff. Must all of that was be beautiful. Yeah. And I forgot about that one. That's a lesser
That's a
known
good song.
Hit,
I forgot about
I
it
guess.
Too.
And it's got that quality to it where you can sing back and forth.
Oh, so fun.
Whatever.
Like a camp song.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought that was cute. Again, like, yeah, the chemistry between Aubrey Plaza and Kristen Stewart was off the hook.
Yeah, they should do
a movie together,
dude. Yeah, put
them in another movie together. Yeah.
Because they were awesome.
Yeah, they were great.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really good stuff going on there.
I agree.
Yeah, and that was another good scene where it's like, yeah, I don't know. Those two characters were just great.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch, like, Abby, Kristen Stewart's character, like, slowly but surely see this other side of this person that she's been, you know, a whole year with, and, like, she's
ready
about
to
propose to.
Yeah.
And then she, like, learns all of this stuff, and, you know, it's a good reminder that there is always two parts to every story.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously Harper wasn't going to tell her, like, I outed her and then I exiled her. But that's kind of what happens, you know?
Yeah, and I just, this sounds so familiar. Like, I feel like stuff like this went on all the time, like, in our school and stuff like that.
Totally.
Yeah, it's so interesting. there's a lot of good stuff going on.
I agree.
It's great that they use Christmas as an excuse to, like, it's great to highlight the fact that we have the life that we cultivate, but then we always have, like, family, the family life, the past that we grew up with and stuff. Mm-hmm. So holidays kind of remind us of that, because a lot of people go back home for the holidays and we all have that dread. It's like, oh god,
right,
what traumas is this gonna dig up? This really illustrated that well. The tone of the movie kind of illustrated that well, where everybody's just like, yeah, it's Christmas, but and you have that Christmas feel, but in a different way, because nobody's really happy
about it. Everybody's sort of stressed.
It's like,
The mom is just like, nothing is perfect.
Yes.
Everything sucks.
Yeah.
The dad's I'm campaigning.
Yep.
And
I relate,
like,
to this side of Christmas also.
Of course, like, everybody does, right? Yeah. Like, because we're all trying really hard to be cheerful, but real life is still there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Mm-hmm. Totally, I agree.
Totes.
And everybody kept calling her orphan. God, I felt so bad for her. Is this like the orphanage?
She's an orphan.
Well, I didn't actually stay in an orphanage. Oh, so you were one of the lucky ones.
Oh man.
I was like, damn, that was privileged.
Yeah.
So
good. And she did good, like, it's, you're a bad liar. Just like, oh. Yeah, she actually did that really well.
Loved that gag so much. She's just like, well, doesn't she have a one bedroom? Yeah, but then we converted the pantry and it's actually quite spacious. I was like, this is not good. favorite quote.
Favorite quote. And I think it is from that burlesque bar scene. It's like, I can relate to being in love with somebody who's afraid to show who they are to the world.
Yeah.
That's going to be really hard in any relationship. Like, yeah. That's kind of the big wake up call to that a relationship isn't working when you realize just like, wow, they're afraid of who they are. Like, yeah, that's a hard fact. Because then how do you tell somebody that without them getting upset? So then you like.
Yeah, it totally is.
So, yeah. Yeah, it is key. So that's why it is true what they say. It's like, love yourself before even considering getting
into
a relationship. Because otherwise, it won't be good.
Yeah.
You'll be like Harper.
You might be.
Don't be a Harper.
Don't be a Harper. Harper has some problems.
Oh, Harper.
Okay, and then rates, rewatch.
So I would definitely, rewatch it. This is going to be part of my Christmas movie rotation, I think.
Yay!
Yeah,
I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, I liked it.
It's especially great during those early days of Christmas, too.
Yeah.
You know, like right now.
Yeah, it's a solid rom-com, I suppose. It's a little light on the comedy. I guess it's there.
It's not, like, awkward.
I like that it's not the broad stuff, though.
Me too. It's like, definitely more of a drama. Yeah. And the comedy is definitely more awkward, which I enjoy a lot. Yes. Like, I'm an awkward person, and so I, like, thrive with awkward shit. Mm-hmm. Some people hate that. Like, a lot of the reviews for this are just like, the pacing was weird, and it was awkward. And I'm like, yeah, but that's how true life is. That's how holidays are.
And that's kind of, you're kind of going to get that with Kristen Stewart.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Her and Dan Levy actually acted, like, really nicely off of each other. No, they were good.
Like, that's why, like, I think people like to work with Kristen Stewart, though.
She's cool.
Is a contributing factor. Because, no, I get it. Like, she's not the best actress.
Right.
Unless, watch Spencer. Dude. Like, she did really fucking good.
She is so good in Spencer. So, like, I...
Don't sleep on her.
Yeah. I think she's great.
Yeah. I think she's cool.
Especially if you can pull her out of, like... Out of her that comfort zone.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Not out of Twilight.
And would I recommend, of course.
Yay.
My friend Rachel really likes this, too. I'm really excited to talk about that.
It's so good. I really love it.
And then stars, or let's say out of five. I don't know. What was in this movie? Christmas
stolen
trees?
Stolen necklaces.
Out of five stolen necklaces. Yeah, they did get off way too light. But I get it. It's the Christmas season.
We're sorry. Okay, and go up Kristen and guess
Stewart,
now.
Thank you. It's like, no, you should have smacked him. No, I don't know.
No, she was still trying to suck up, you know?
Yeah. Five stars.
Yay!
It's good. It's real good.
Yes.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, I wish it was in theaters now.
Which they might put it back in theaters. That would be really cool. After everything's cleared up a little bit more.
Awesome. My turn.
Maybe. No, it is your turn. You're right.
It is.
So it's time for you to talk about...
Last Christmas.
Last Christmas. Christmas. Tell me about Last Christmas.
So, okay. Kate just can't catch a break. When we meet her, she can't find a place to live. She works as an elf in a year-round Christmas store and is really not in the Christmas spirit. This all changes when she meets the handsome and charming Tom. He seems too good to be true, though. What's up with this guy? But he helps her find her season's joy as they fall in love.
In love.
So that's the spoiler-free synopsis.
Okay.
A spoiled-filled synopsis would be, last year, a girl named Kate had a heart attack.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and she had to have open heart surgery. She got a donated heart and then spent the next year in a depressive state where she ate badly, drank badly, and didn't take care of herself.
Yeah.
Because she was scared. Hmm. And then she spends time with herself, learning herself, rebuilding herself, and working towards having some holiday joy.
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 Comfort and joy. Whoa. Anyway.
Because this movie is really about...
Comfort and joy.
A girl that's like... feeling disembodied and doesn't know how to like connect herself with the person that she was pre-heart transplant.
Yeah, which this kind of, it goes really well with Happiest Season in a lot of ways. This person had to look inward, whereas the other one, you kind of found it in each other.
Yeah,
maybe, or something like that. Anyway, But let's stop making connections.
Yeah, dude. Wait.
Yeah. So, you'd heard about this, I'm sure. I wanted to see this initially.
Me too.
And this one did go to theaters.
It did. It did. Because this one came out the year before. So it came out in 2019.
That's right.
Before we knew.
And I mean, I love the Mother of Dragons.
Khaleesi.
You know, who doesn't?
She's so great. I love her a lot.
Game of Thrones did her wrong.
Yeah.
But we,
stupid season eight.
But doesn't change how we feel about her. She's always amazing.
She is so amazing.
So, yeah. Really wanted to see this, but then got the impression that I was like, no, this is going to depress the fuck out of me. I don't want to watch this shit. Awesome. So going into it, like, you kind of had the same experience, right? Which is like, wanted to see it, but
yeah, I wanted to see
fell out of love with the idea.
Right, because I was like, and you know, I love Emilia Clarke a lot, but she had done a movie before this one called Me Before You.
Oh yeah. Did you see that?
I did not.
Okay. So you're avoiding that one for the same reasons probably?
Yeah, I heard I know what happens in that one, like fully.
Okay.
And I heard, you know, that it was extremely depressing.
Okay.
And it's a rom-com as well. so I sort of was like, oh, is this going to be like that? Like the other movie, the Me Before You movie, people like with disabilities were speaking up because they didn't like the way they were being represented, which was part of the reason I ended up not watching it too.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Although I love her and the guy, Finnick, from Hunger Games plays the main guy, and I love him.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Sam something or other. But anyways, so yeah, I kind of avoided this for that reason. Plus, like, last Christmas, you gave me your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I gave you my heart the very next day. You gave it away.
And you would always say that. Like, that's supposed to make it clearer. No, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
It's all in the lyrics, you thought.
Yeah. And I wasn't completely wrong.
Not really, but it's a little different.
Yeah, because I've seen that kind of trope in rom-coms before, by the way, where like somebody falls in love with somebody and then they get sick and then the other person saves their life and then they die.
Oh god, yeah.
And so I've seen it up. And I genuinely thought that's what this was. So it was kind of nice that it happened before they actually met each other. That kind of was nice. I was like, oh, that's kind of a nice spin.
Yes.
Because usually, like, the people actually, like, are in love.
Oh, they knew each other or whatever. Yeah, no, I did like that change. So you want to get into some Q&A? I think we'll cover more of the stuff. So, perfect. How do you think Emilia Clarke did at portraying this troubled character?
Really good. She definitely got to explore. I mean, she has a really good arc, I think.
Yeah.
That she can, I mean, we saw her as Khaleesi, and she, like, had a huge range of emotions that she played as that character.
Yeah, right.
But I think it's really nice to see her in this, like, because I see her a lot as, like, very cheery, which she is in real life.
That,
she's
that's the thing is, she's very, cheery.
Positive.
Like,
and
I like that side. We got to see that side.
It was nice that she had, like, a good
And then she has a little bit of edge or, like, the dysfunctional part. That's a little harder for me to get on board with, I guess.
Yeah.
And, which is so weird because she was Mother of Dragons.
Yeah.
And, like, pretty badass in parts. But for some reason, like, it's a little harder for me to get on board with, like, you know, like, almost, I feel like they were almost going for, like, a Dennis Leary almost type.
Okay.
A little better, but that kind of edginess almost. Yeah. Where she's, like, she drinks, she smokes, she fucks, you know, like,
right.
But I don't know, like, we'll see going forward, like, who knows, like, I hope this is just the beginning of her, because she hasn't done too many film roles yet.
Right.
There's definitely gotta be more on the horizon.
Yeah, she's so awesome.
I mean, she's played, Terminator, Sarah Croft, right? She's played young Sarah Croft, which I would totally buy.
Hell
like,
yeah.
That works. That's pretty good casting. So, yeah. So, overall, you thought she did pretty good. Good.
I did. I thought she did really good, yeah.
This movie shows an example of a lesser-used trope called the manic pixie boy, as it presents a quirky, enigmatic character that rubs off on a more rigid or realistic character. Mm-hmm. So usually this is
definitely
the manic
the
pixie
way.
Girl.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We've seen,
countless times.
Scott Pilgrim, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, just to name a couple. We're familiar. And so what did you think of this? I liked seeing that flipped a little bit.
Me too. I really enjoyed it. He was like, the guy that played Tom did a really good job. He had a very charismatic way about him.
It was also kind of weird. I liked that.
I love weird people.
You don't see that a lot.
Yeah, I love weird people.
Look up.
Like, yeah.
What the fuck is with you in this look up shit?
Yeah, that's because he's in heaven.
Yeah,
Jacob.
I know.
He's in heaven. God. Do you know he's telling her to look up at him in heaven?
No, that's not what he's saying.
It is, though.
I think he's saying, no, look up.
Okay.
Look up.
Yeah.
look up.
Yeah.
No, and then you've seen Crazy Rich Asians?
Yeah.
I have not. So, yeah.
I have.
Good actor?
Yeah. Good actor. I like him.
Cool.
I think he's great. Yeah. I actually think he was better in this.
Oh, cool.
Crazy Rich Asians, I loved it because it was beautiful and the culture was there, which is very cool.
Nice.
But I sort of felt underwhelmed by the story.
Roger.
So...
Mm.
Roger. I like all of the actors in it, and I love, the scenery in it is gorgeous.
Because Michelle Yeoh is also in that, right? Yeah,
and
she's a really good actress. Yeah.
Yeah, lots of cool peeps.
Really good actress.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, yeah, I don't know. I just really like you don't see that a lot, and it worked really well here. Yeah.
I agree. And you see that sometimes in real life, Like, a guy that's, more chipper. Not as often, maybe, still.
Yeah.
But, I definitely have some guy friends that are very, like Jeremy.
Yeah.
Outgoing and happy and, kind of, weird and charismatic. Sorry, Jeremy. It's a good thing, I swear.
Yeah.
So it's nice when you can see them, affecting someone else in the counterbalance,
Yes.
I like it.
How did you feel about the secondary romance story between Santa and boy?
The boy part was weird, but I loved everything to do with Santa, so.
Yeah, she was a great character, right?
She's so good. I love her so much. And so I was good. I'm glad that she's getting love. She deserves it.
Yeah, definitely.
So I was here for it.
I wanted to like him a little more. I don't know.
They didn't spend enough time
maybe
making us care that much,
right?
But I definitely did like that she had somebody, and then she had something to talk to Kate about too.
Yeah.
And that kind of bonded them.
It was very he literally comes in and locks out. I have to believe that there was a past that happened before what we saw. I hope,
or it's love at first sight.
I don't know. I hope not.
This is a movie where a girl is talking to herself.
Hey, sometimes it's only a good way to have an intelligent conversation.
True.
Okay.
I get it. I talk to myself frequently.
Thoughts on Emilia Clarke's singing ability?
Yeah. She wasn't bad.
Yeah.
She wasn't excellent.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
There were some that were I think her last performance, Airplane. I think her last performance was really good, actually, when she sang Last Christmas.
Yes,
that was the best one of the whole entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when she did a cappella for My Favorite Things, I was like...
Oh, yeah.
And I know you were sort of cringe.
It wasn't shit, though. I think they were...
No, they were assholes.
Overly
but
critical.
They were definitely, making fun of...
Yeah.
Play casting music. People.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Sure. They were these assholes.
Yeah.
These pretentious...
No, good. Yeah, I felt the same way. It wasn't the best. But I think, do we always, but then that raises, do we always need, show stopping? I guess not.
No,
especially this character.
Yeah, I was no, she's good. She doesn't sound bad. Right. I would enjoy, hearing her sing on the street, but,
although
like,
we were asked to kind of buy that she was, pop star material. I don't,
she was saying, I'm a singer. That's what she kept telling people. And I'm and she was auditioning for Elsa,
Yeah.
Girl, you do not have Elsa's range.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, Khaleesi.
Yeah.
Mother of dragons you may be. But
right. And she has it's a nice voice, but it's not.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
Right. It was good. I like that. It's good that she did it. Because she actually did her own singing.
Right.
That's,
I love that.
At least that happened. As opposed to they could have gotten a stunt singer easily.
Totally.
Of course, we must talk about the twist.
Yes.
So how did you feel about this movie's conclusion, how it all wrapped up? It got me. Like, I wasn't like, I think a lot of people had their own version in mind.
Yeah, I definitely was like I said, I went into it thinking like, oh, he's going to give her his heart.
Mm-hmm.
So like, and they kept talking about her health and I was like waiting, but then I had heard that she had already had surgery.
Right.
So then I was kind of like, But every time she would see him, that song would play in the background. So it's like, you know, anytime he would stop by the store, that was the song that was playing.
Oh, I didn't realize this.
Yes. Yeah. So I was hyper, like, aware of that song playing when she was seeing him. So I was like, Which is nice. It's some good foreshadowing, actually.
Yeah,
And the look up thing, that was weird. I caught that too. I was like, So it did get me, but it didn't get me. You know what I mean? Like, I was expecting something.
Right. I think we were all expecting something, but how it came out was different.
It was, and I liked the way that it came out. Too. Like, her being really at that apartment that she had already been to, but maybe it was just, I don't know.
Right.
Because we don't really actually get to know that part.
Yeah. I like how it unwound, because it was just like, wait, what? And then come to find out, right, you mentioned that she already had the surgery. So the heart that she received was from this fellow. His heart,
yeah.
This bloke. And so what she's been seeing, it's kind of, it's got like a fantastical, mystical quality to it. Magical quality almost, to where like she's been seeing, the personification of her heart.
Right. Yeah. And like, you know, like I said in my earlier synopsis where I gave the spoilers, like, this really is about her coming to terms with her new self, right? And
I like this.
So he's like the physical manifestation of like her being like, I'm not the same person I was before I went under surgery. Right. Big surgeries like that can have huge life-changing and even like personality-changing things that occur, which did happen to her. She went into like a real depression. And we heard, you know, from Santa saying like, you used to be this like amazing person to work here, and now like you're not happy when you come to work. You come to work late. You've got all these problems associated with you.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so we do hear that there was like a big personality shift. Mm-hmm. And so this whole movie is about her trying to find her way back, or like find a new version of herself, you know?
Yep. What parts to keep, what to leave. I feel like a lot of us through COVID can relate to that.
Oh my God, yes.
You really come to terms with like, something. Well, anybody who's been through something traumatic or just something, I don't know, whatever. Your life gets shaken up, and then, you have to decide. It's like, can I be the same? Like, that wouldn't be fair to yourself. You gotta be different.
No, and you gotta...
That can be hard sometimes.
Gotta grow and change for sure.
Come of age, and so on and so forth.
And I've heard, too, that some people who have, like, heart transplants and stuff, they just don't know how to feel about, like, the gift of life.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, it's such an overwhelming thing, and you feel like you have to be grateful.
Right.
You know, because, like, you got someone else's heart, literally. Yeah. But I've heard that it's just, like, it is a lot of, like, reconnecting to yourself and trying to figure out, you know, all of that jazz.
So, yeah, good message.
Good message, yeah.
I like that.
Me too. I thought it was nice.
So, shall we talk favorite questions?
Sure.
Awesome. So, favorite performance.
It would have to be Emilia Clarke's character, obviously. She's just great. My second favorite, though, is Santa.
Great.
I love her so much. She's so good.
I really like her. I want to see more of her stuff. I forgot, like, I guess I had seen her in, I haven't seen this movie in forever, though, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. She was a big role in that, so... there was that, and then we saw her in Gunpowder Milkshake. Yes, I thought she was really good in that as well.
She's so good.
So cool.
I'm a fan.
Favorite scene.
So my favorite scene, is when, I mean, it's kind of weird when you know, like, after the spoiler, but before the spoiler, it was when Kate breaks down to Tom and he holds her and then he tucks her into bed.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's such a sweet scene. And it's also, cute. Like, even after finding out, I kept it as my favorite scene because it's her, like, acknowledging her own pain.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, actually being honest with herself.
Yeah.
For the first time in the whole movie.
Right.
So it's kind of nice to, like, you know, see it both ways.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I like, yeah, when the big reveal happens or whatever, and I think she has the first meeting with him
after,
and it's just
when she goes to the bench.
Yeah.
Where he says,
like,
scene.
I'm a part of you, like, something like that. He says something to that extent where she's like, yeah, I'm a part of you.
And take care
like,
of my heart.
Is. Like, yeah. Yeah.
And then I love that he says to, oh my God, I just lost it.
Oh no.
It was in that scene.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'm a part of you. Da, 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 da. You know what? I lost it. I'm sorry. Yeah, I wish I fucking forgot.
Damn.
I have finals brain still. I finished last night at 2:30 in the morning. yeah, no, I really like that whole scene though. It's really lovely.
And favorite line of dialogue.
It is from Tom. I love when he says there's no such thing as normal. It's a stupid word, does a lot of damage. It's true.
Tom?
Yeah.
Oh, Tom.
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 Tom. Good old Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, who wears good jackets. No.
Good jackets.
No, he's a good, he's such a good actor. I really liked his performance.
Me too.
Awesome. So favorite line of dialogue. And then finally, rewatch, recommend.
Yeah, and yeah. Mm-hmm. I would.
I actually would rewatch it. Like, even with, for, again, like I or I might have mentioned this off the air. Like, it does get really sad and it will hit you pretty hard.
Yeah.
But I feel like they do a good job of, like, building you back up again.
Yeah, I definitely somewhat more felt happily. Happy at the end.
I felt satisfied, like, because sometimes its sad ending will happen and then it's disingenuous, like, they wrap it up and, like, force a happy ending on you and it feels shitty. This didn't do that. It feels like, no, she's gonna be all right.
Right. Like, yeah. I really love the connection with her and her mom too.
Yes.
And like when they go to the market together, so sweet. Like them
and Emma
forging
Thompson,
a bond again.
And Emma Thompson wrote this.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
There you go. Great actress. And
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really cool.
I just rewatched Love Actually, so, and she's one of the best parts of that movie.
She's so good.
So good. And then out of 5 stars, out of 5 hearts.
Because last Christmas, I gave you my heart. 4 stars for me.
Four perfect.
Hearts.
Good number. Yeah,
yes.
I think that's what I gave it as well. Really good movie.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
And like somebody pointed this out, like I've been watching a few British Christmas associated movies lately, and Brits do like a little sadness to their Christmases, you know?
They do.
Which makes it very British, you know?
It is.
Nope. Bad stuff happens too. I saw an animated short called Father Christmas, which was really good, by the same guy who did The Snowman, which I vaguely remember as a kid. It was really boring, though, but it makes sense when you find out. It's like, oh, it was British, and it's really popular there. It's like, yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense. That checks out.
Oh, those Brits. Brits. Anyway.
Awesome. Oh, shit. Sorry. I just remembered the line.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
He says, you were going to have my heart one way or another.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, that was the line.
That's
I just really
great.
Enjoyed that. I was
yeah,
like, that's
that was
so
really
sweet.
Cute.
And it like implies this like fate-esque thing where like maybe in another life they fell in love.
Yeah.
For real, you
sure.
know? Sorry.
Yep.
I'm glad I remembered those.
And see, again,
crazy.
They could have gone way wrong with this where
yeah.
it's just like they could have pushed the whole, yeah, magical quality too much or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. They like could have had sex, which would have
yeah,
been weird.
That would have been weird. Yeah, thank God that didn't happen.
Glad
yeah.
that didn't happen.
Throwing a whole bunch of questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good, satisfying movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
Would you, so you're going to include it in your Christmas rotation?
Yeah, I might not watch it every single year.
Yeah.
But I definitely will be curious to see, like, what the next rewatch brings, like what will I catch this time, because this time, you know, this first time I did see, like, I was paying attention for that song,
yeah,
and it did keep playing in the background.
Interesting. I'll
next
to,
time you'll have
you know,
to
keep
listen
for
it
that.
Yeah. So I'm curious to see like maybe what
oh
I'll,
and so many versions
catch.
Of the song too, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
That little monkey thing was so weird. Anyways.
Perfect. Well, so now that we've talked about both of these movies, let's talk about the connections between the two of them, other than the obvious. I mean, Christmas, right?
Christmas.
Christmas. Did you find any connections?
I did.
Perfect.
So, both have main characters who are finding a hard time to find the Christmas spirit.
Okay, nice.
So we've got Kristen Stewart's character, and then of course we have Emilia Clarke's character.
Right. Awesome. Love it.
Yes. And they both find it through love, actually.
Yeah.
Emilia Clarke starts to love herself, although we don't know that. and then obviously Abby is like excited about Christmas because it's going to be her and Harper's like engagement day.
Engagement day.
And then both have overbearing families. Some family drama is happening as well.
Mm-hmm.
And both have a main character coming to terms with who they are.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Good connections. both feature same-sex relationships.
Yes.
Because last Christmas as well, lesbian pudding.
Lesbian pudding.
Both feature, similar to what you said, dysfunctional families. Yeah, same thing. Yep. Both share a focus on honesty and transparency in relationships.
Yeah.
Is usually best practice.
Right.
Both feature characters singing. Kristen Stewart sings a little bit even. And, and then Emilia Clarke, obviously. Let's see. And then both movie titles are drawn from Christmas songs.
Yes.
It's the happiest season of all. So there you go. That's where happiest season comes from. And then obviously last Christmas.
We've
come
been on. Saying it the whole
time. So there's your connections. And with those, so with that last connection in mind, since these both had that connection of Christmas songs, I thought it might be fun if we talked about our favorite versions. There's countless. Only about five Christmas songs, honestly.
Yes.
And there's so many versions, though. Like, let's talk about our favorite versions of them. So let's maybe go one and one, like, back and forth. So why don't you start us off?
Sure. I'm going to start off with a classic, Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Okay.
My favorite is with Andy Williams.
Andy Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Yeah, good.
It's a good one. Yeah, it's really good. I had to sing it in choir one year, and we had to practice so much. And you have to hold your breath for, like, you have to have a huge breath in for that last year, you know?
Yeah.
And we actually sang it at Zoo Lights one year.
Oh, shit.
And it was really cool. It's a big deal. It was really fun, yeah.
That's interesting. I have Andy Williams on here, too, but I think it's a different song. Happy Holiday. It's the holiday season. Yeah, it's two different songs, right?
Whoop-dee-doo.
And Hickory Dock.
Yeah, different songs.
Different songs. Yeah, good, but same song, guy. Though. Yeah.
And that song does get me pumped.
Yes.
Like, you listen to that song and you're just like, fuck yeah.
Whoop-dee-doo and Hickory Dock.
I love
Don't
it.
Don't forget to hang up your sock. Yeah, really good.
Yeah, so good.
It's me pumped. Yeah.
Me too.
Point.
Totally pumped. Me.
All right. What's another one for you?
White Christmas.
Oh, white. Okay.
Of course.
Classic.
By the Drifters. So this is the version.
Not Bing. Okay.
And I love Bing.
Yes, of
but
course.
This version instantly pulls me into the 90s because of the Santa Claus. So this is the version that plays in the Santa Claus.
Let me bring it up.
Please do.
Drifters.
I love it so much.
White Christmas. I should play. I'm going to try to play bits of this. For each. Oh.
Yeah, see, he knows instantly. It pulls me
That's
into the Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this song embodies how I like look at every day during Christmas.
Right.
You know, like I'm walking through the store and imagining the song, you know?
It's got a joy to it. Yeah.
It does.
Good choice.
Thanks. Nice. I love it. It's such a banger.
Okay,
yeah.
So my turn. So it would be the song Christmas, Baby Please Come Home, sung by Darlene Love.
That's a good one.
By Darlene Love.
Yeah, I do love this one too.
I just love, it's the time period that it came out in also, I think, has something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good stuff.
She guest stars on in a Christmas episode of New Girl, singing
no
that song.
Way.
You really should finish New Girl someday.
Someday. Someday.
And then my last one is like the true OG classic, The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. I will say that, well, I'll wait till see what your next one is, and then I'll say what almost made the cut.
Nice. All right. And then, yeah, we all, this is the best for sure.
It's so good. Ugh, so beautiful.
And yeah, the orchestra plays a big part. Nat King Cole, man.
It just totally romanticizes Christmas, you know? And like really, really like even winter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I love it so much.
The music helps.
It totally does, yeah. And I love chestnuts on an open fire. Like, they are delicious when they're fresh roasted.
And then my final song for me is, I'm sorry, people are going to hate me, but You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, but not by Thurl Ravenscroft, but by Jordan Smith.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Nice and jazzy. Yeah. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Love it.
Ugh, great voice.
Really good.
Kind of the polar opposite of Thurl Ravenscroft, honestly. It's like he's all like deep like this, and Jordan goes a little more falsetto. But no, I love it. Like, it gets me pumped, like, especially when they get into it, so.
I love it.
Christmas songs, man, it'll get you.
My one that almost made the list but didn't was Happy Christmas by John Lennon.
Oh,
like,
good
I do
call.
Love that song so much.
Yep.
And I love Paul McCartney and the Wings song as well.
Yeah, really?
Wonderful Christmas Time?
Simply Having, that one?
Yeah, I love
A lot
it.
Of people hate that song, apparently.
I know, people hate it. So much
I like
so,
it too.
I don't know if it's just because our mom is why I like it, but I'm like, no.
No,
I
it's
like,
the Rudolph movie. That's where I first
so
heard it.
It's so fun. Like, I think it's fun, but, you know, I do like Happy Christmas, War is Over more.
Yes, right.
But not enough to make the top three. So close.
Nice. And then, like, because then, and I even considered, like, versions from the movies, because sometimes the movies have my favorite versions of things, too, because Rudolph, you know, everybody knows those versions of the songs. Burl Ives singing Rudolph, like, that's the preferred version, I'm sure. Like, yeah.
Zooey Deschanel really singing Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Oh, I gotta listen to that.
So good.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She is amazing.
So we've done connections, everything like that. So what about recommendations?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to try to, I want to say this properly. Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings.
Oh, right. Shang-Chi. I think you
I
got
think
it.
I got
I
it.
Think you got
I think
it right.
I nailed it because
it's, everybody wants to say Shang, but it's no,
it's
Shang.
Not.
Yeah.
Because he changes his name to Sean. And his best friend makes fun of him. She's like, well, it's basically the same. You changed it from Sean to Shang. Like, you know, other way
Good
around.
Good for them. Way to sell it. Like, that way to, like, really push it through the ignorant American heads.
Yeah. I, like, genuinely, I didn't really want to see this that much. If I'm being honest, the trailers didn't really sell it for me.
Oh, really?
I was
trailers
kind of like,
got me. Yeah.
Like, whatever, maybe, you know. And time
got me,
just slips
it's a
away.
A dad movie, or it's like a, yeah. Yeah.
But we ended up watching it because I was like, well, I like...
It's on Disney Plus, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's not where
watched
I watched
it.
but it should be on Disney Plus. It might not... You might still have to pay for it, though. Hmm. I'm not 100%. But so finally, I was like, no, we should watch it because I'm sure it'll tie into everything else, you know? That's how Marvel works now. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited for the new Doctor Strange, so I'm trying to make sure I'm caught up on everything so that... I feel aware of what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we watched it, and I, like, liked it so much.
Nice.
It was so good.
I'm stoked to check it out.
Oh, my God. It was so good. And they
it combines
just,
my favorite things, or some of my favorite things. Like,
there
it's a
were
kung
parts,
fu movie.
Yes. Yep. Yes. And very, like dancing-esque kung fu.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Josh was like, am I watching a dance routine? And he also at one point said, this feels like an anime come to life. And it did, in like a very high quality way.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there have been other animes that people tried to make live action that were not good.
Yeah, not good.
And this is like so beautifully shot, and they do a great job. Everybody takes their job seriously, but not too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And the CGI was really good.
Yeah, good.
Cool. So I really enjoyed it.
So Shang-Chi
and the Ten Rings. Legend of the Ten Rings.
Mm.
I give it 5 out of 5. Like, I loved it.
Wow. Big deal.
What are you recommending?
Podcast.
Yeah.
It's called Christmas Movies Actually.
Mm.
And I just, I mentioned I watched Love Actually again. It's a great movie. Problematic, but still good. Honestly, it's really only the one storyline that's really problematic. And maybe what's weird is that, to me, the little kid storyline actually rubs me the wrong way a little bit now. Just because, like, the dad might be perpetuating a bad thing for this kid. Like, it's like he's really expecting it by the end. It's just like, oh, she didn't notice me. It's just like, and this is where the dad says, oh, well, son, move on, right? Like,
yeah, I never thought of that way, but you're right.
Yeah,
I do love Love Actually as well, but I do see, like, you know, the best friend that, like, I see that problem.
Yeah, that's the only problem, really. Because everything else kind of well, as much as a rom-com does, like, you know, in that way. Like, yeah.
And I'm not saying that it wasn't accurate. Like, I'm sure that happens a lot in real life,
true.
You know?
It's just, right.
It's just, like, she just feels like such an object in the movie.
Yeah,
like, true. We don't really know why he's in love with her, you know?
Totally.
We just know that
he just
creeping on her. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but,
well, weird, but the podcast is called Christmas Movies Actually, based on that movie title, and they cover a lot of the good ones. They actually did an episode recently on 8-Bit Christmas that was really good.
That's fun.
So yeah, I like
them. I'm gonna watch that when I have nothing else to watch.
There you go.
I'm gonna do it.
Definitely, that way you can have an opinion on it. No, just kidding.
Sometimes it's nice to know.
And I love Neil Patrick Harris.
I love him so much. Yeah.
So Christmas Movies Actually is a podcast. Should be available wherever you listen.
Cool.
And speaking of which, like, if you like what you hear here, maybe want to let us know how we're doing, you can send us an email.
Yes, at movieconnectionpodcast@gmail.com.
We got a Facebook page going on. We do have an Instagram that you can follow us at.
The Movie Connection, all one word.
Yep. And you can also follow us individually, me at Jacob Bean Watson.
And me, it's Casey Schwartz.
We mentioned Facebook.
Write us a review.
Yeah, rate us, review us on Apple Podcasts. That would be most helpful.
And it helps us get seen.
Yes, which we like that.
No. We want to share.
Perfect.
Others.
This has been great. So next week's theme is fun. We're going to be getting into our we just did new Christmas movies. Family favorite Christmas movies. So this is the stuff that we grew up with. And just can't seem to get rid of it. These movies make their way to our screens every year, pretty much.
Yes, that's true.
So with that in mind, Casey, I'm assigning you one of my favorites, Jingle All the Way.
All right.
And everybody joins me in loving this movie.
It's a little bit
it's
divisive.
Yeah.
There are people who love it and people who hate it.
Mostly hate it. Yep.
Yeah. I definitely remember, like, watching it when we were kids and liking it. I
had it on VHS, you know?
We did.
Yeah.
So it was definitely in our rotation of movies to watch because, you know, we only had so many.
Yeah.
But I do remember, like, I don't remember it, though. So it'll be nice to revisit
it.
Oh, perfect.
Because
I haven't
watched
it in years.
So you haven't watched it in a while?
Years.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm assigning you Elf.
I can't believe I haven't seen it.
Smiling is my favorite.
Yep.
I'm really excited.
I've heard all of the lines, I'm sure. I've probably seen all of the connections, but what the heck?
It's the only Will Ferrell movie that I've seen that I really enjoy.
And that's most people. See, I'm not a Will Ferrell fan.
Same.
And it seems, my other friends who are also not Will Ferrell fans say that this is their one exception.
Yeah, because he is being very silly, but he's not but he's not being like Will Ferrell silly. Like, he's not being stupid. So I think I think you'll enjoy it more. But you know, who knows? It is like a high energy film.
I will go into it with an open mind.
Please do.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, this is like when the next episode comes out, I think it's going to come out on like Christmas Eve or like right thereabouts. So, hope you have a good, happy holiday, whatever you celebrate. And yeah, enjoy the next week's episode.
Talk to you guys later.
Ta-ta for now. Bye.